Audio presents Summer is for Lovers by Jennifer McQuiston, performed by Lana J. Weston. Prologue. Southern coast of England, May 1831. David Cameron didn't want to die. It was an important fact, albeit one he may have decided too late. Instinct pushed his limbs toward shore and his lungs toward the heavens. Unfortunately, death was proving a greedy bastard and did not want to loosen its hold. He was quite sure he had swallowed more of the Atlantic in the few moments he had been fighting to live than in the entire hour he had been trying to drown. "Stop fighting the current!" David blinked through the cold water and whiskey haze that enveloped him like a too tight glove. Despite his heart's lumbering quest for survival, it kicked up a notch when he registered where the voice was coming from. Someone was swimming toward him. For a moment, he was so stunned he wondered if he had died after all. He had selected this stretch of coast as much for its isolated shoreline as for its turbulent surf. He might be a coward, but he was a coward with some pride. He had not wanted witnesses to his struggle, whichever side of damnation claimed him. Whoever shouted at him could not be mortal, not tackling the waves as she was, as if they were butter and she was a heated knife. He caught the flash of small hands, one after the other, ordered and relentless. It looked like no swimming stroke he had ever seen. Mermaids must swim like that, he thought blearily. Only mermaids were beautiful. And full grown. God damn it! It was a girl! Where were her parents that she had been permitted to leap into the waves off this violent stretch of coast just to save his undeserving arse? He was going to have a devil of a time getting himself and a child back to shore. And the death of another soul on his conscience, even one in need of a proper thrashing, would be his undoing. "You are going to injure yourself," he growled, as she tackled the last set of waves that separated them. She shifted to tread water, hands fanning out to steady herself amid the choppy waves. "I'm not the one who is drowning!" She wasn't even out of breath. Blast the chit. A large wave picked that exact moment to slap against David's head. His neck was slammed sideways, and seawater flooded his mouth. "I am not drowning," he managed to spit out, regrettably. "If not drowned," she retorted, "you're not far off." She blurred before him, a bedraggled mess of brown hair and freckles. There was nothing to her sunburned features to suggest a future beauty. Her eyes were green, or hazel, or something equally mild. They could have belonged to any one of 100 adolescent girls. Unfortunately, they belonged to this one, and she was not yet through with him. "You need to float on your back and let the current carry you out there." She gestured behind him toward the open ocean. "I prefer to go in that direction." He jerked his head toward shore. "And I didn't need the help of a wee thing who can barely swim herself." The girl's face coloured. "Unless you are trying to kill yourself," she said, her voice arcing high and furious, "I suggest that you stop acting like a clod and listen for a moment." David stilled, let the merciless waves slam into his body, wondered if she really understood what he was doing out in the waves, prayed that she did not.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?